AM 1050 WLIP, WLIP morning show, rolling right along. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time to talk about our pets. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, in the studio. Dr. Russ, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Pete. How are you today?
Doing very well. How's yourself?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good.
It's always fun to come into the studio and chew the fat with you.
There you go, and I see what you did there.
Yeah. A little play on words.
That's right.
Every once in a while, those pop into my head.
Now you know how
good,
I feel.
A good dad joke. Never goes unsaid.
Well, you know, we talk about health and wellness on the show pretty regularly.
Right.
We talk about obesity and some of the health troubles and dangers that come along with that. And of course, in our human context. But like so many of these things, there's overlap with discussion about health and wellness for our pets as well. And today we're going to talk about obesity dangers in pets.
Obesity in pets. And that's, it's one of those things, I think it just goes vastly overlooked because people just look at their dog or their cat and they go, they're just big.
Oh, right. Big bones, right?
And, you know, they're muscular. You're right, they are muscular, but the jiggly stuff on the side is not muscle. And, you know, we'd all like to be in shape. Albeit round is a shape.
Yes,
it's not
correct.
The shape that we're trying to, you know, achieve.
Right.
So the reality of it is, it's like, you know, how do I tell if my cat or my dog is obese? And we don't like to use the O word.
Mm.
It's just, you know, it's harsh.
Yeah.
I kind of like to just say overweight.
Okay.
Or just, you know, they've got a little extra that they could lose. They're fluffy.
We were talking about George Carlin bits during the break. He has the soft language bit.
Right.
He talks about, you soften up. It's not obesity. It's overweight. A couple of extra pounds.
Right.
Right.
The thing that is that, you know, body fat does some terrible things. I mean, they've been doing research. Oh, gosh. I mean, this goes back into the, you know, 80s, 90s. They finally, and I think it was 1996, they discovered leptin, and it's a hormone that fat releases. And they've been on this search for the pill that we can all take and basically get down to like 4% body fat without having to do anything.
Right. The magic pill.
The magic pill. And, that's the holy grail of dietetics.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is that, you know, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely.
And what are we trying to achieve? Really what we're trying to achieve in our cat or dogs is an ideal body shape. Because there's no height and weight scale for cats and dogs. Like you and I go to
there's
our
no
doctor's.
BMI.
Nope. You and I go to our doctor's office and they've got the BMI and they've got, oh, you're 6 foot tall and so you should weigh X number of pounds.
My dietitian's got the two charts of the body types.
Right.
You know, and the BMI relationship, yeah.
Right. And the reality of it is that it's even more complex with us. But
right.
For cats and dogs, it's like we're looking for, you know, a little bit of rib cage. A little tuck in the waistline and a little tuck in the tummy. So they should have a little hourglass figure and you shouldn't like push in on the rib cage and feel like you're having to push through layers of stuff to get
okay.
to their ribs.
Yeah.
So if they're, you know, having that go on, then they're overweight and that could be somewhere between 10 to 20%. And, you know, it's not much. I mean, if you think about a 10 pound cat being 20%, well, it wouldn't be 20% at 10 pounds probably. Let's just say that it's a 12-pound cat.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a 10-pound cat.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a 20% overweight.
Yeah.
But that's 2 pounds.
Right.
Now, if I lost 2 pounds, that is not 20% of my body weight.
That's probably sweat in afterwards.
Or I like skip breakfast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's one of those things that, you know, those things for us, a pound or two is not a big deal. But for the smaller cats and dogs, a pound or two could be enormous. I mean,
Makes sense. These
guys losing half a pound is an amazing thing. And for your bigger dogs, if they're weighing 120 pounds and they need to lose 20%, you're right. They should get down to 100 or maybe they should get down to 90. So the real challenge of it is it's like, okay, so it's fat. I mean, really, let's face it. Does fat really do anything? Yes, it does.
It does.
Talked about the hormone leptin.
Yeah.
And there are, I think they're up to like over 15 hormones that they've discovered that fat actually secretes. Oh. Last I heard, they were still trying to classify it. And I think the roadblock is the endocrinologists do not want it, but they're trying to reclassify fat tissue as endocrine tissue, which would lump it with your thyroid and your, you know, ovaries, your testes, all of these endocrine secreting organs that we have, fat belongs in it because it secretes its own hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And its hormones, though, are pro-inflammatory.
Right.
So if you've got an ache or a pain, and because you're now a senior and you're arthritic and you've got that extra fat on there, every bit of extra fat you have produces extra bits of pro-inflammatory hormones. So it amplifies your aches and pains. It's not just an extra 10% that you're carrying. It's an extra 10% that you're carrying, plus it is trying to do you harm.
It's not inert.
No, it is not.
It's not just extra pounds.
It is not. So the best thing to do is to try to not get it on.
Right.
And, you know, for most of us, that ship sailed, unfortunately, and we missed that boat. So now we've got to try to jump on the boat, get it off.
I knew that boat was gone long before I knew I needed to be on the boat.
Right. Well, that happens to most of us. Right. And I think that happens to a lot of pet owners, too. They come in and they go, you know, so the cat went up in like a pound and a half. I'm like, yep. And the cat was probably a pound and a half over when it went up another pound and a half. So now we got to lose three.
Right.
So we want to lose things. And really, this is the amount of evidence in humans. It's calories. We've all been fed it's exercise. You need to exercise more. Exercise is not bad. I'm all for exercise. Right, exercise right. is great for your joints. It's good for your muscle. Hey, listen, if you're over the age of 25, get into the weight room. Start lifting weights. Because if you start to get to my age, you're in your 50s, you better be in the weight room even a little bit more.
Preach it, Dr. Ross.
Right.
Preach
it. And you get to be into your 60s, 70s, and 80s, you best be in there on a regular basis.
Right, right.
Because we are declining. At the age of 25, the human body starts to decline. And so it is a mountain we are trying to climb back over to slow that down mm-hmm. and have a, as I like to say, a graceful float to the end.
Right.
Not a crash off the parapet. So we have to decrease the calories. So if your dog is overweight or your cat's overweight, we need to decrease calories. But here's the evil thing. Their stomach says that they're supposed to be eating, we'll just do the simple math here because I can only do simple math, a cup a day.
Mm.
And so the thing of it is that the dog goes, I need a cup a day. And his stomach says, I need a cup a day. And you go, oh, the doctor said you're overweight, so I'm going to feed you half a cup. Your dog now thinks you have slipped, hit your head, and lost your ever-loving mind because there's only half a cup of food in there.
Right.
They can count that. They can see that. You know, if you took a kernel out, they would not miss that. They're not Rain Man. They're not saying there's 389 kernels in there, and there should be 389 kernels in there. They don't miss one. But what will happen is if you cut a small quantity out, and what my favorite thing to do is take the food, put it on your kitchen gram scale. If you don't have one, go to Amazon.com and purchase one for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
Weigh the dish, zero it out, add the food in that you normally add in. Now we have to start doing some complex math because we're going to say, you know what, we want to decrease this by 1% to 2% every couple weeks until we get down to, you know, whatever we say. If we say we're 10% overweight, we're going to have to cut the food by 10%. So the thing of it is that you're going to, you know, start doing the math and slowly, because if you slowly decrease it, the body doesn't miss it. And boy, I really wish somebody could do portion control for me because that's a challenge for us.
It is. It is.
I don't have a cook that says, okay, here's your portion for the day. And there's certainly no lock on the pantry. So, you know,
and we can do this complex thinking where we're like, oh, I might be hungry in 3 hours, so I better eat an extra burger now, you know.
Right.
At least the dog's
probably not thinking. Or I'm going to save him for that burger.
Yeah.
Right. Now, there was a diet pill that came out for a while, and Jay Leno picked this up, and I still love this. His bit on this was like, so Pfizer, the drug company, had come out with this new diet pill for dogs. He says, right. So the dog is the one that's really driving through the drive-through at 10 o'clock at night asking for that double cheeseburger. No. It's us, right? We're the ones that are in charge of how much they eat. So If they're overweight, they're eating too many calories, unless, caveat, they have some sort of metabolic problem that precludes that. So if their thyroid's not working, that's a problem. If their adrenal glands are over-pumping cortisol, that's a problem. If they're diabetic, that's a problem. So you need to make sure that they're checked out. So it's not just all about calories. I mean, if they're overweight and you're like, I've tried a little bit of reduction, I'm not losing anything, then you certainly need to give us a phone call and get them in
right. So
we can check and make sure that everything else is working all fine. If it is, then we have to talk about, okay, what do we need to do to tweak this? Are they completely sedentary because now they're, you know, 12 years old and they literally don't do anything at all? That's harder. So, and there's some newer diets that have come out in the last, oh gosh, this is probably 5 years that have done some genomic things to amplify the metabolism through diet. So it's some pretty cool science-y stuff. But that's a thing that, you know, there are things that we can do to help with that. And then feeding strategies. My favorite is managed feedings. This gets really hard with cats if you've got more than one, because I had this just last week. I had a client that comes in that has one cat that keeps losing weight and the other cat is not. And the other cat's the one that needs to lose weight. I'm like thinking, well, I know that you're doing a good job of making sure that they're separated dishes, but I'll bet you anything that the cat that you're trying to get lose weight is somehow eating food that the other cat that's fine. So that cat can't get it. So they're losing weight. That's the best way to get the skinny cat to lose weight is try to starve the fat cat, because the fat cat is going to go find food. So it's just, you know, so it, you've got to work really hard at trying to keep them regulated. That's a lot more work if you've got multiple cats trying to, you know, get them to meal feed. So I completely, some of those guys, we throw the baby out the window with the bathwater, because it's like, it's impossible. If you've got five cats and you're trying to get, you know, two of them to lose weight, we can try to do that, but it's going to be a real struggle. That's why I have one cat.
All right. Right.
Because I can modify his food one way or the other, and I don't have to worry about starving the other one. That's just, and that's hard. It's hard, but right. it is sometimes things that we do have to look at the situation too and go, you know what? And that's okay. There are things we just have to give ourselves grace to. If they're going to be overweight and we're trying to regulate it, you know, sometimes we have to go, it is what it is too.
Right.
Ideally, in a perfect world, we'd all be in a perfect body condition that is perfectly healthy for our own individual selves. Sometimes that doesn't happen.
Well, but you can work on it.
We can.
And
if your dog or cat's overweight, give us a phone call.
Right, right.
And we'll help work on it, because it's not easy. Sometimes it takes some talking through, and you know, sometimes we're personal counselors on that, because it's a challenge.
Well, Care Animal Hospital, Pleasant Prairie, on your side, on your pet's side, there
absolutely
to help, you know, every step of the way. If people want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital, maybe set up an appointment, how can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ Brewer, always appreciate the time and the expertise. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Pete, you enjoy your week.
Sounds good. Stay tuned. WLIP Morning Show rolling right along.